This show contains language and themes that may be considered offensive to some. Please use your best judgment about whether or not you should be listening. Welcome to Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at scifinoise.com. It's part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details, please go to deliberatenoise.com. You can send feedback by emailing me. My email address is Derek. That's D-E-R-E-K. At deliberatenoise.com, or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. You can also follow me, Derek Howard, on Facebook or Twitter, or Instagram under Comic Book Noise. Alright, that doesn't sound good. Anyway, a few days ago, I saw the last episode of Lost Girl. Now that means it is probably one of the few television shows that I have seen every episode. Seen every episode as they've aired, you know. I've caught a bunch in reruns or while binge watching, but any ones that have come out each week, this is the only one. Not even Babylon 5. I think I've even told this story about how... what was it with Babylon 5? I think when it aired, the night that it aired, I had a twofer. A final. I can't remember now if it was macroeconomics or introduction to business law. One of those two, right? And at the same time, I also had to find a new place to live. My grandmother had decided that she... I was living with my grandmother at the time. And she had decided that she was going to sell the house. And she'd always said she was going to sell the house, right? So I'm just going to sell this house, so you better look for a new place to live. That was always what I thought was a running joke until one day. She was like, I sold the house, she said. And she told me, yeah, I sold the house. You're going to find someplace else. I was like, yeah. And I was going about my business. And then she came up to me and she was like, look, I've sold the house. We have to be gone by Friday, you know? And so it was just like, oh, you're serious. So I had stuff to do, you know? I enjoy Babylon 5. Well, from season 2 on, because I also said that I missed the first season because I saw the pilot and I just wasn't interested. But then I found out about how intricate the story really was, and so yeah, I got caught up basically. But yeah. The second, the third, and most of the fourth season, I didn't miss a single one. But then, like, the ending of the fourth season and a lot of the fifth season, they're just like, my viewing was really spotty, right? There was a show, Twin Peaks, right? Every episode, I was there, right in front of the television. Even when they moved it to Saturdays, I was right there. except for the last one. And I didn't see the last episode of Twin Peaks for at least 5 or 6 years. Now, it's not as bad as MASH, because I was a huge MASH fan, even though it's not science fiction. Watched every single episode, but I had to work on the night of the last episode. The night the last episode was aired, what, the biggest, most watched single episode for a regular show ever, and I missed it because I was at work. And it wasn't... that one was about another 10 or 15 years, and I just happened to have MASH on in the background. And then I was like, huh, I don't remember this episode. And then as I'm watching it, I was like, oh, this is the last one. And so, yeah. But Lost Girl, I was watching. And I think I've said this before. I was really enjoying it when it was... when it looked like they were creating their own thing. And then in the final season, or maybe right before the final season, they decided to bring in the Greek gods. And I understand why they did it, because the Greek gods are probably the most famous of the pantheon, because they've been used in a lot of pop culture before. However, quite frankly, especially with the way it ended, ugh, so obnoxious. I'm sorry, I'm driving, and this guy is charging up. He's on my tail, but he can't get over, and he's just, like, really on my tail. Like, that's going to make me drive into the guy behind me. And as he finally gets enough room to speed around, of course, he has this big University of Michigan stencil on the side of his truck as he's tailgating some other poor schmuck. University of Michigan, Wolverines, you guys are filled with something or another. Certainly not respect for other humans. Anyway, so based on the way it ended, and I'm going to try not to spoil it, but it just seems to me that instead of using Hades as the end villain, they could have gone Norse and used Loki. Because quite frankly to me, some of the things that they had Hades doing was definitely out of character for how that particular deity has been portrayed in the past in pop culture, but it would have fit in perfectly for Loki. And it seemed to me like they could have gotten away with Norse, because they had already introduced the Valkyries years earlier. No, I mean, there's some noise being made in my car. I know nobody cares about what happens outside the car, but this is really distracting. So they've already introduced the Valkyries, they've already introduced, you know, other deities from other different pantheons. They could have gone with Norse, or they could have just made somebody up. Because for a lot of their stuff, their big bads were people or things or concepts that they created themselves. So to all of a sudden feel as though they had to go with the Greek gods was sort of disappointing. But they did tell a good story. You know, they decided, hey, it didn't feel forced. You know what I mean? It didn't feel like this is the type of story that we've seen before. I thought it was well done. I thought it was a fitting end to the series. There's just one character I wish was in the absolute final scene, but I understand why they probably didn't want to bring that character back, simply because there was a passage of time. However, like I said, I was satisfied. I really enjoyed the show from the first episode. There were times when I was ready to give up on it, especially after the deaths of two of my favorite characters, you know. But I'm glad I stuck with it. I'm glad I got to see the ending. It wasn't a perfect show by any means, but at the same time, it kept me entertained while it was on. I will miss the show. I don't know how else to put it. I thought it was good. They left everybody in interesting places, and if they ever decide to revisit this world with these characters, I hope that they fight that urge intensely, because I don't think it's necessary. I think that no matter what happens next, especially with how that last scene went, no matter what happens next, that's a story that we can make up in our head, you know. Anyway, what I'm going to do next is try to clean off all of the Dark Matter episodes that I have, because Dark Matter is a show I like. That's what I will say. I do like it, but it had the misfortune of debuting at the same time as Killjoys, and I absolutely love Killjoys. All right, I just really do. Killjoys gives me an entire galaxy to work with, to sit there and enjoy and be entertained by. And right now, for the most part, Dark Matter hasn't given me that yet. But I'm only like four episodes in, maybe not even that many. So it got renewed, so apparently it must be doing something right to keep eyeballs on it and to come back for more. Let me think. What else? There was another science fiction show I wanted to talk about. Not Supergirl, because I talked about Supergirl. And I usually talk about all of the superhero-related television shows that I'm watching on Comic Book Noise. So if you are listening to Sci-Fi Noise but not Comic Book Noise, and you want to know what I think about Supergirl, Gotham, Flash, Arrow, iZombie, check it out over there. I don't watch Walking Dead, so you'll be disappointed. However, I do watch Z Nation, because Z Nation does not take itself as seriously as Walking Dead. And quite frankly, I'm not one of those people who's like really big into zombies. I've never really been like a really big zombie person, depending on, you know, the story that's being told. If you're a new listener, welcome. And I want to tell you that the type of stories I like have to do with some sort of a survival, okay? Or rebuilding or building of society. There was an episode just recently on Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which was, to me, the best one of the series, okay? And it dealt with surviving on an alien planet, all right, and how that happens. And there were points in that episode that kind of reminded me of a television show called Earth 2. This was, I want to say it was an NBC show. Was it Deborah Ferrantino and Clancy Brown? There was some other big name on there. can't remember. But, Tim Curry. It's these people who were going to settle on a new planet. And the sort of problems that they came across. Now, I originally thought it was just going to be, you know, what I just described, settling anew, on a new alien planet and what that would entail. But then it got into, like, the regular science fiction tropes of mysterious aliens and hostile living terrain, stuff like that. I don't even think I finished the series. There was another show around that time that I was watching, and I'm completely drawing a blank. But that's what that episode of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. reminded me of, at least part of it did. So, like I said, if you want to know anything about any comic book related / superhero related shows, check out Comic Book Noise. I usually put what I've watched in the title, so it's easy. You know, if you're interested in what I have to say about The Flash, I usually have The Flash or Supergirl in the title. And if you're not interested in, I don't know, new comic books, then those are also in the title, or at the least in the show notes, the description, so you know, okay, I can skip this one, or I'll check this one out. Anyway, so that's all I wanted to say. I don't want to take up too much of your time. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back soon with another episode.
Como un buen